Hey, America.
Start listening now.
All right, look, the Interval Act set. If you don't like the results, blame Switzerland. So with that in mind, I just need to say, Switzerland, what in the entire fuck? And welcome to another somewhat partially surprising episode. 12 points for America, Eurovision Song Contest podcast from America, the country that, I don't know, sauna. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Liz.
Hey, all right. So we just had the first semifinal. Holy crap.
Oof.
We made it through a third of the thing that we are here to do. I also want to say Danny is going to be a part of this for technical reasons. He is recording a separate thing. There will be a Danny rant at some point in the episode. It could come in at any time. Who knows?
Brace yourselves.
Yeah, it could be whenever Derek decides, hey, let's put Danny's portion here. Then that's what'll happen.
It could be right behind you right now.
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
All right, now it's my turn. Happy to be coming to you live from the wonderful, great sound quality world of Minnesota. I'm here to provide the perspective on what it was like to watch the Peacock stream, which was officially the worst it has ever been here in the States. It has been a solid year since we had Johnny Weir doing any kind of commentary, although I think he only did that on the grand final night, perhaps. But so that was largely absent here. What we did get, and this is where Europe has the phenomenal advantage over America, in the only true way. I had to sit through commercials for Poker Face and prescription medication instead of any kind of having fun interval act. I got the things that are made in Swiss interval, which was wonderful and fun. And I got the tribute to Celine Dion featuring Sylvester Belt. Love to see that. But there's I got nothing immediately before that, and I really felt like I was missing something. It was like a solid 5 minutes of commercials. Hated it. Hated its guts. The quality was actually very good on the stream this year. Actually, the sound was really wonderful. There wasn't really any problems with technical delay. Maybe that's just chalked up to sort of the stream that was coming out from the EBU itself anyway. But I have no problems with the sound or video quality of Peacock stream. That was wonderful. Just their decision to inject these stupid damn commercials here. It was very, very annoying. I'm just going to say, as far as the results are concerned, in an ideal world, Azerbaijan would have actually been able to sing the notes on the night, and people would have actually given a damn about their song. But realistically, I sort of knew that they didn't have a chance, only slightly better of a chance than Mr. Poison Cake himself, which is fine. I feel like he knew as well. But the 10 who went through, I'm not sure realistically I could have picked a worse 10. Like, I knew that Tommy Cash was going to get through, but something's got to happen. I sent this to Eric so he can verify. I did 6 votes before this semifinal. I sent 2 to Iceland, 2 to Portugal, and 2 to Ukraine. Very happy that all 3 of those went through. I felt like they were the ones who needed my votes most. I saw a spread on aggregate odds going into the semifinal, and I can't believe that Ukraine was so high. From here over here and just the buzz in the corners of the internet where I am, this is was not a foregone conclusion for Ukraine, at least from where I'm sitting. So it felt like they were sort of on the line, and this was a decided victory. Maybe that's just because they came out last, that their result was approved of last, a lot like how like Joker Out was approved last, even though they were healthily above for the votes. On that note, stupid. The whole presenting 3 people at a time thing, stupid. There's no reason to do it. There's just as much suspense in announcing everyone sort of all at once as the group of 15 or 14 or 16 or however big the semifinal is that year. That's all it needs to be. The whole thing with the 3 was just weird. It just meant that the 3rd time Tommy Cash showed up, we knew that he was getting through. That was the only bit of suspense. It was sort of lame. It just added nothing. It added nothing. Last thing I'm going to say is that after all of these years of having amazing hosts, you know, in Italy, in Liverpool, you know, in Malmö, we had some amazing on-screen talent wonderful people who are absolutely effortless and wonderful and are veterans of doing this sort of thing on live TV. It is nice to return to the proud tradition of Eurovision's hosts being extremely cringe-inducingly awkward doing green room banter. It's a real return to form in a way that I treasure, in a way that has no real limit. I love awkwardness on live TV. There's nothing spicier and more delicious than that. Intensely looking forward to Thursday, when there will be real surprises. I don't think there were any huge surprises here except for Belgium not getting through. I can't really say anything on that because I have never really liked Belgium's song, and I was surprised to see that it was like above 85% in the odds to go through. I never thought that was going to go over well with people at large. I don't know. That's not grandma's song. I would have thought that Slovenia had a better chance of getting through than Belgium did. But I suppose that's all it from over here in the States. Your viewer remotely suffering through Peacock's commercial choices. Yeah. See ya.
And we're just coming back from Danny's rant. Thank you all for bearing with us on that.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Thanks, Danny.
You direct all comments to Danny.
I'm excited to see like how much of this will be redundant or whatever, but we'll see. Look, we've got our 10 qualifiers. Let's just run down the list really quick. Iceland, Poland, Estonia, Ukraine, Sweden, Portugal, Norway, San Marino, Albania, Netherlands. That means we say goodbye to Slovenia, Belgium, Azerbaijan, Croatia, and Cyprus. What do we want to talk about? Where do we want to start here?
I mean, why don't we just go in running order and could just kind of go, hey, Iceland made it through. What do we think of that? Like that, how many of us, I can't even remember when we went through our list of what we expected to go through and what we didn't.
Was this one of the ones where everyone...
I think this was a Splitsville. I had a thumbs up on this.
I was a downer.
Yeah, I want to say that this was one where everyone but Derek was like, yeah, that'll, I think.
I kept bouncing back and forth.
I was on the fence. I thought it was good enough to go through, but ultimately I was like, in this environment, probably not.
In this economy?
Roas?
Poland, no surprises there. Went over really big in the press room.
Very.
I mean, it's a show.
Yeah.
She put on a show.
They knew the non-English words and were chanting along to them.
I mean, to be fair, they are on the screen.
I know, but I don't know how to say them. They did. I mean, they probably speak better Polish than I do. Also, speaking of foreign language things, I want to note there is one qualifier from this semi that is entirely in English.
That's impressive. One. That is impressive right there.
Nice going, Norway.
Yeah, good. Norway, you did it. Yeah. Yeah. Slovenia's out. That is not a huge surprise, but I'm still kind of bummed.
Yeah.
I think that it was just really, really nice. It would have been a really nice thing to have in the final, but...
I'm legitimately surprised. It was the only song in the first half that didn't qualify,
yep.
Number one. Mm-hmm. And of the first five songs, it was the one really serious, heartfelt song that I thought people would be like, I'm tired of all this goofy spectacle nonsense. Yeah. I want something earnest and real.
Yeah.
And there it is.
A lot of folks were expecting this to be the dawns of the show. And it's really sad that it wasn't.
You'd think anybody who watched the first two songs and didn't like either of them would have had their interest so piqued by this.
Yep.
But maybe that's just not the case. Maybe the bottom line is just songs like this are going to have a really hard time for as long as semis are televote only.
Or maybe he was number 11. We don't know. And we will not know the full scores until after the final has been done and dusted. So,
Well, there was another song that we'll get to that was very sincere, very low-key, and very heartfelt, that did qualify. And I think between the two, people just chose the other one.
Could be. All right, Tommy Cash is through
as
well.
So, yeah, the least earnest.
We all knew he would be.
That's
even he knew he would be. He was just dicking around in the green room the whole time.
Yeah.
And they showed him on the and we got to talk about the
three-way.
The three-way split. They're just like, yeah, this is just full of three-ways. I think... somebody realized we like split screens and was like, oh, okay, here's 50 split screens or whatever.
And you know, I understand why they're doing it, though. I actually, believe it or not, do have an understanding of why they do it. Think about how many times you look at the previous iterations of these reveals, and you have these camera crews that are running around trying to, identify who's going to be there. and who's going to be the winner, or who's going to be the one that's being pulled out of the envelope. Having a dedicated three-camera crew dedicated on three different acts, you risk fewer people running around with cameras. You just know where you're going, you stand there, and then you move on to the next cycle. It saves a lot of agita in that respect. And then at the very end, when you only have one song being selected out of the six or potentially, you know, however many that are remaining, you are not zooming in on people having their hearts broken. They just didn't show anybody
in that last group, which I was really surprised
that
by.
I appreciate that. Heartbreak.
Yeah, don't show people's hearts getting stomped on to hundreds of millions of viewers.
Exactly.
We'll see if that extends to Saturday when they're revealing televote, you know, when the UK gets however many telepoint votes that they get.
A very disappointing number for sure, but yeah, we'll see.
Regardless, it's nice to see them not focusing on misery.
The thing that I don't like about it is it just the heightened drama for no real reason. It just feels very unnecessary to me. We're fixing something that's not broken, and we're adding these dramatic elements that make it feel more like an American reality show. And one of the things I love about Eurovision is that it so very rarely feels like an American reality show. And this gives me just a whiff of that, and I don't like the whiff, you guys.
But it removes the whiff at the very end.
It removes the whiff at the very end.
The whiff is just it's just relocated.
And I will say, by the time we got to like the fourth split screen or so, it had kind of won me over because they put up some really interesting ones. Like it was San Marino and...
Was it Slovenia and someone, yeah, I think?
And Iceland or something. A couple of times had three
San Marino,
songs.
Portugal and Iceland, which is funny because those all qualified.
Yeah.
Eventually, yeah.
Eventually, yes. But when we saw that one, it was like, ooh.
Is this three NQs? But one of them has to be.
One has to be. Yeah. And at least there were two times I noticed where they were three up, and I'm like, well, none of these guys were supposed to qualify.
Yeah.
Which means one of them has to. Which means somebody else is not going to.
It makes for a fun party game for those of us who are watching in groups. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, everybody, pick your horse.
This is going to be interesting mental gymnastics going on during that process.
Yeah. I mean, they can't all be winners like that, I guess. But, I mean, it was just like something in Sweden. It's like, all right, okay, just get it over with. Let's get it over with.
Yeah.
But the ninth one, which was... where we realized either Ukraine or Belgium were not through because neither of them were in this three. That was the one where we found out Portugal was through, and we'll get to that in a second. That was extraordinary.
That's when it clicked for me.
Yeah.
I was suddenly like, this is a cool idea.
Well, I bet the extra 8 minutes that the show was running long were probably dedicated to figure out what order those trios should go in.
That's very likely, yeah.
Because you want to paint with that and figure out what tells them the most interesting story of the reveal.
The narrative feng shui of it all.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. And shout out to... they said revealed in a random order, and I know that there probably is some truth to that, but no, you have to finesse this a bit so it's interesting. You just do.
Yeah.
And there's... I think there are algorithms for that or whatever. But
let's roll into the last song that was pulled.
Yes.
Which was Ukraine. A lot of people here in the press center were thinking this song might be Ukraine's first NQ since they've been attending Eurovision. And it wasn't to be.
Never
gonna happen. However, the amount of shock that came in with knowing that Ukraine made it through, which meant that Belgium, I think, was one of the big heartbreaks for tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Belgium was one of those that I think everyone was fairly confident was going through.
Mm. Extremely. We were four thumbs up on it.
Yeah.
I checked the betting odds. He was sixth in the semi to qualify. Mm. He had an 88% chance.
Oof.
Versus Portugal, which had like 16%.
It makes me wonder if the result of the voting public goes, oh, Belgium's safe. Like, of course.
We don't have to vote for him.
Right, exactly. Right.
Like Chris Daughtry on American Idol.
Yeah.
Do you remember that, though?
Where, oh, yeah.
He made it to the final four, and it was like, he's 100% winning. He's by far the best singer here. And then he gets knocked out in fourth place because everybody assumed everyone else was voting for him, which meant nobody voted for him.
Yep.
So we'll see if we find out that Red Sebastian, like, I don't know that he's 11th. I think he could be...
like 13th?
A few places lower if it just didn't connect. I mean, he and Theo were these both just these thumping techno nonsensey things. And I don't know, maybe they split votes a little bit. It's weird. I don't know.
We will crunch all of these numbers when we get the full scope.
Yes. Yeah. When we have numbers with which
exactly
we can crunch.
To crunch.
Yeah. Congrats, Ukraine, keeping the perfect qualification streak intact, and I'm glad to see another band in there and a really, really good song.
Yeah.
I bet they were like 9th or 10th, though.
It's possible. It's very possible. A song that we were certainly solid and positive was going to go through was Sweden. Sixth spot tonight. Kai,
no question.
No question.
Well,
of course.
I'm starting to come to peace with the idea that this is just going to win. So congrats to them, I guess. I don't know. It'll be fun to be, if we're wrong about that, get those Eric Was Wrong shirts on the Red Bubble.
I'm sorry. Was wrong? You weren't going around telling people it wasn't qualifying.
No, but I was just saying I think I'm coming around to the idea that it's maybe just going to win.
Keep in mind, we've also been looking at this song for the last 2 days.
Yep.
In this bubble with only these songs from this semifinal plus a couple of the automatic qualifiers. We've got some other heavy hitters coming up starting tomorrow that we're going to see in person live for the first time. And the narrative very well may change among the press.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's keep on rolling. And a song that really flew under a lot of people's radars. I think a lot of us here on the podcast had a little warm, fuzzy feeling for this song, but didn't expect it to go through, but you can never count Little Portugal out, can you?
Nope.
I wondered if maybe Spain voting tonight had a factor in that. Maybe you had some friends in Spain.
I mean, Spain, you also have, you know, shared romance language in Italy as well.
Sure.
And Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. My thumb was up on this one, I just want to point out.
Yeah, no, mine definitely was not, as much as I love it. It was my number 3 song in our countdown.
Yeah.
And everyone else had it at exactly 6th, which was a fun thing that happened. We had, oh God.
We just expected it to be a little bit memory hold between the high energy songs from Sweden and Norway.
When
Portugal came out of the box, whoo, we were happy.
It's just so good. It's so, so good.
It's a hug.
Well, and Derek, you mentioned it. I was thinking the same thing of the songs that are heartfelt and genuine. You know, if Slovenia was going to drop, I think those votes might have gone to Portugal, too.
Yeah, I'm wondering what would have happened if either Slovenia or Portugal was not in this semi and the other one was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it was just Slovenia, would have Slovenia had qualified? I'm thinking it probably would have, maybe just barely.
Mm.
But yeah, if you're looking at all this noise, quote unquote, and you're like, I want something subtler, something quiet, something easy.
Something beautiful.
Yeah, there's Portugal. Portugal's had a great track record
the
last few years. They're doing really well. Even if this doesn't do well in the final, it made it to the final.
Exactly. And they've qualified now consistently since 2021, oftentimes with songs that are a little bit more subtle. Love is on my side. Saudade, saudade, grito last year was also rather subtle until that epic belt note.
Once it clicked for everyone with Salvador, everyone just kind of became infatuated almost with what Portugal do.
Yeah.
I don't really know why there was so little hype towards this one when it was still a very Portuguese song. It's the sort of thing that has been getting through for, like you said, the last 5 years, but nobody thought this was through. And now that it is, I'm kind of just thinking like, well, of course it is. Why
wouldn't it be?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Sam and I were talking about this earlier, and I feel like there was a paradigm shift after 2016. Like, Portugal came back with a new approach and a new vision.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, they've done consistently well.
They've gone songwriter first, songwriter before singer. And
people are responding well to that. I think that's really working for them. And it will also, there's just something really good about it.
It's authentic. It's
genuine. So authentic.
It's real.
Even, I think this is probably the most subtle song they've sent since Sobral.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were talking about, like, Sodano, Sodano, those other ones. I think they had a little bit more energy, a little bit more kind of oomph to them.
The one would have sent in 2020.
Middle de Sentir.
I didn't like that one as much. But everything since has been fantastic.
Yeah, who knows what 2020.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's keep on rolling. We, as we mentioned, we said goodbye to Belgium.
Shock.
Yeah, that was a major, major shock around the...
This might be the most, in terms of shows I've been at and like covered live in the press room and stuff, this might be the most shocking non-qual. Like, tell me one that was crazier last few years.
I'm trying to think of one, but honestly, I'm rather tired.
Fair enough.
Iceland 2016. There's one.
What? I wasn't at that though. But yeah, fair enough.
That was one that people thought had a pretty good shot.
Yeah.
There's probably a couple more I can't think of, but I think this one. God, maybe in retrospect, they didn't like the noise.
just too loud?
Just too
that
much?
That deep house bass is certainly
it's a,
an acquired taste a little bit.
Some of us love it. Some of us just don't
respond.
Some
of us hate it. I'm wondering if, like he said, I want to create that rave atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And I think in the arena, maybe it played super well. If you're at home watching it, like, who cares?
I mean, it didn't do great, but it made the final.
It barely made the final.
Yeah,
and
but
it didn't do terribly well.
We Will Rave is more poppy than ravey, to be honest.
Also, it was more of a pop song.
I just noticed that we skipped Norway, which is a bit of a shock qualifier.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
That's fine.
My apologies to Kyle Alessandra from Norway.
Congratulations, Kyle.
That came together so nicely in the last 2 days.
It did.
It's a really tight package. If you like that kind of straightforward
boy
band sort of pop.
Boy band on his own.
Yeah.
Doing a solo project.
It was solid. I thought it was out after seeing the first rehearsal, just because it wasn't as tight as it ended up being. And I don't know, other things seemed better.
Chatting with people after the dress rehearsal yesterday and getting those responses into our audience poll, people were really, really responding to Norway. They thought it was catchy. They thought he was engaging. They thought it was a great, great package overall.
Yeah, it did well in the audience poll.
Yeah.
I did that as well. And I felt like in my experience, it was a lot of young girls.
And their mothers.
Mm. And
they vote.
Yes. They vote.
Both
yes.
of them.
Well said.
I mean, it's just a different demographic than me.
Yep.
And
you're neither a young girl or her mother.
I mean, I don't have anything against that. It's like, okay, these people are going to like this song and they're going to vote for it. So, yeah, it went through. Okay, great. Good on you. Mm-hmm. How is this going to fare in the final? Probably not super well, but I think his mother would be proud of him.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Speaking of the audience poll, I just double checked. It was 8-10. It had Belgium in, and it had Slovenia in, just
it
barely.
Slovenia was tied for spot number 10, I think, with Cyprus?
Cyprus, so either way, they were missing that.
So who were the ones that were not expected to be
Portugal
in?
Portugal and Ukraine.
Portugal, Ukraine, yeah. Okay.
Both did bad. There's a security guy kind of watching us here. Azerbaijan's out, not a huge shock. I thought they did pretty well tonight.
That was their best performance yet.
Yeah, they left on a high note.
Yeah, but that was always going to be, yeah. I was a little disappointed. I crapped all over this yesterday at San Marino. I just thought it was bad and dumb.
But it's catchy.
It is.
It is literally a commercial jingle. It is literally interstitial music for the biggest show on Italian TV.
I think now that people can vote for Italy, though.
Yeah.
And Italy, I'm sure was reasonably high on Tutta Italia.
Yeah. And possibly possibly Italophone Switzerland as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Germ, amazing.
All thrilled about that,
yes.
I think.
Moving on.
I just want to point out.
Okay.
Please do.
Biggest reaction in the auditorium.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the press room.
In the press room.
And I'd say in the auditorium as well when I watched the rehearsal. Mm-hmm. It got a huge reaction.
Yeah. When we were in there last night, it was that and it was Sweden.
Yeah, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think I don't know if Albania is going to win it, but God, I'd be surprised.
They're primed for a very good result.
It's interesting because I think when you talk to people who know and love the contest, that's always very high on their list.
Yeah,
I know. I'd love to see it do.
And just to see non-Albanians pumped about the Albanian song.
It's so nice.
It's really cool to see.
Nice. And just really quick, if you looked at a lot of ranking lists before the show, a lot of people had Albania in the top, like, three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As well they should.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I think there's just, like, this silent majority.
Not
to borrow that phrase.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see just how popular it actually is. If it's as big as some of those things suggest, we could be looking at an Albanian win.
Well, I'm wondering if she even has maybe a little more in the tank still.
Yeah.
And I think she does.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to see what happens on Saturday.
I didn't want to gloss over this. I feel like we might be in for like a similar to Ukraine last year when that televote number came in. Nobody was expecting that to be as high as it was.
Nope.
Not even them.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And Albania might be the same this year.
Yeah.
Very possible.
All right. Claude is through from the Netherlands. That's not a huge surprise. I still don't quite get this, but it's nice.
He's so good. He's fantastic.
His performance seemed really locked in terms of emotion and what he was expressing and facials on the camera, like
just effortlessly charming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You see his feelings on his face, and he's a performer. It's great. Yeah.
He's only 21.
Oh my God.
That's
wild.
He's a natural, absolute natural.
So we pour ones out for Croatia and Cyprus.
Croatia and Cyprus. I mean, Croatia.
We kind of knew.
It's a really intense performance. I'm going to remember it very distinctly, even though the song
blows.
The problem is just the song is bad. Like that, it's
yeah. But Marco served it.
There
what
is something.
A performance of yeah. this turd.
I do not think this came last. Also,
not.
All the people who worked on this, the crew, the lighting, the cameras, the stage direction, all of it. Whoever worked on this. My God, you people are amazing.
You did a great job.
Yes.
You really did a great job. You got a weird, challenging song to work with. I understand why it didn't work out, but you guys worked your butts off. Really, really good stuff. And honestly, same for Cypress.
Yeah.
I think this was something I told Sam. I really wish that this song had just been called Hush.
Yeah.
Because the title Shush is so, it makes the song harder to talk about.
Shh.
And I know he's saying don't talk about it, so there's that too. But I don't know. I legitimately think the song would have done better with a different title.
Yeah, but then you lose the trivia that this is the first song in Eurovision history, other than things that are just numerals, to not have any vowels in the name.
Huh.
Hmm. Okay.
So I thought, I truly thought that Cypress was going to be through, but the thing that really, I think, might have turned people off from this was how unsettling, at least I feel, the aspect of Theo was. Like, it seemed like there was this almost this edge of serial killer. A little Dexterish, maybe.
It was like the guy from You.
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, I don't know. Maybe that was just a turnoff. Or maybe it was just a year where techno didn't land with people.
I guess yeah. not. Yeah, can you paint Cyprus and Belgium with the same brush?
Possibly.
You kind of can. And I think... Belgium didn't have this problem as much, but there's not a ton of clear melody to Cypress's song. It's a hard song to sing along to. Mm. You know, it's a cool staging and stuff, but like, how does the song go? What is it?
Yeah, I couldn't really. I think it was really interesting doing the polling last night, and Cypress was not getting any
not
votes.
In the game.
No.
Like,
no
I got
love.
Like a few, and it was a bit of a shock because I thought, well, you know, there's gonna be young people who are into this or whatever. No, not interested. And we kind of came away from this thinking, okay, they spent a lot of money on this. They hired, I want to say Nicholas Kazantzakis, but he wrote Zorba the Greek.
Sergio. Yeah, is it Sergio did this one?
Well, it's Dimitris Kontopoulos.
Kontopoulos, that's it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Focus. I think Focus was the guy who did the
yeah.
staging? Or was it Sergio?
No,
was
Sergio it was Kontopoulos.
It was Kontopoulos.
Yeah,
I mean, in terms of the staging.
Oh, in terms of the staging, I don't know. But it has this like old school Eurovision pop song formula that they brought to it. They hired old school dudes to come in and do this. I feel like maybe they need to. This is kind of a sign that we need to move forward with
freshen
this.
It up. Yeah,
yeah. Like what is it? The stage director who did Bambi Thug last year had like three stages this year that he's doing. And it's like, he's never done this before, and now he's in demand. It's like, maybe it's time to kind of find some other songwriters, some other staging directors.
Double check which three those are.
And just to confirm, it was Sergio Hayan that worked on the
we did.
As creative director.
Liz was right.
Yeah.
We're going to have to make a new t-shirt that says Liz was
Liz
right.
Liz was right. With
you,
thumbs down.
I mean, you got like, if you guys have matching shirts like that, just walking around.
Eric was wrong, Liz was right.
you can wear it to your wedding.
The wedding's
in 3 months.
There you go. So somebody, if somebody wants to help us out there, I'm sure they would get plenty of use.
No, I'd have to rent a tux. There you go.
We're gonna get kicked out.
Yeah,
of here.
So, they're about to kick us
so
out.
So let's wrap it up. It's getting very late, so we do need to go.
It's great. Been a hell of a show.
Yeah, awesome show. We didn't even get into the interval acts. They're great. Just go back and watch it. And Hazel is. We have a few shows left to go. Hazel's very promising, quite possibly close to that top tier.
I was going to say, at this point, I'm getting Philomena Cautela vibes from her.
I mean, they basically told her to waste 10 minutes in the green room. There is no way any of that saucy stuff was in the script. No way.
No. Oh, she was improvising like crazy.
No, that was incredible.
She did do the W tongue trick in rehearsal, though, I will say.
Okay, so that's one thing. I'm just saying, she was just so good.
I mean, you just have to.
She kept going with it, though.
She did.
She's like, I can whistle with my tongue, too. And I'm like, where are we going with this? What's happening?
What's going on with...
Yes, and to the extreme. So, hey.
The artists weren't sure what to say. Tommy Cash was like, what's happening?
A few that were like, what is going on?
Yeah. All right.
This was not part of what we discussed at all. But that's live TV, baby.
Yeah, damn right. All right. Speaking of live television production, the press room, they are literally turning the lights off around us. So we should say goodnight for now. You know how to reach us. 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. Find us on all the socials, 12pointsusa. We love to hear from you. What do you think? How many did you get right or wrong? Let us know what you thought. We'd love to hear from you. Oh, I'm going to get some sleep. Until next time, everybody, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I've been Eric.
And I've been Liz.
And America.
Stop listening now.